Well, here you go, guys. This is a plus-size model, or shall we just call her Curvy? But some people have actually criticized this femon. Oh, no, not her body. Her body's perfect, as you know. For a beluga whale, that is. Plus-size, I mean. But they said that these type of bikinis maybe not suit her body, because her breasts don't fit in that sort of bra or style. I mean, I have no idea where they'd fit properly. Saran wrap, maybe? And apparently these style bikinis, when they get wet, aren't very good either. Of course, it could be something to do with what's in it. Mawako, I know you guys want a closer look. Here you go. And this femon's got it all. She's plus size, plus she's got the tats as well. I mean, what's not to like? Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item, guys. I mean, let's face it, they're not really models. They're just taking pictures and putting it on Instagram. I mean, I think I'd look better in that bikini. But I also read a story about a femon being catfished and how she was playing the victim and how it was all wrong and how this guy duped her, a younger man apparently, to give him money or something. I mean, let's face it, femons have been running scams on males for hundreds of years. But when a femon gets scammed, she don't like it, does she? Yeah, femons don't like it up 'em, if you know what I mean. It's like when a male treats a femon just like a femon treats a male. They're gobsmacked, aren't they? And think, how could that man be so rude? I don't know, maybe we should get some pictures of some big plus-size men in nice, small speedos. You can imagine the comments from femons, can't you? See, guys, the old double standards of femons. Anyway, looking at this curvy femon here has given me a lump in my throat. And I think it's the food I ate about an hour ago trying to get out. Just like that body in that bikini here. Anyway, take it easy, guys. See you later.